CPA.com's podcast. My name is Casey Johnson, the strategic advisor at CPA.com. Today we are talking with Pascal Finette, co-founder of Radical Ventures and chair of Open Innovation and Entrepreneurship at Singularity University. Our topic today is around exponential thinking and how it relates to navigating the future. Thank you for joining us, Pascal.
It's an honor and a pleasure to be here, for sure.
Pascal, would you tell us a little bit about yourself and what inspires you?
Yeah. So the short version of my resume, my CV, is that I probably suffer from ADHD. So I've done a lot in my career and in my life. And probably the easiest way to describe this is I ping pong between working for some of the more interesting tech companies in their formative years. So I was early at eBay in Europe. I was part of the team which reinvented Google.org. I was part of the team which built Mozilla, the Firefox web browser team, as well as starting my own companies. And what really motivates me and what really drives me is always really exploring like what is on the forefront of technology and how does technology really affect the world and particularly businesses and our business models. So that led us ultimately to found Radical, which is kind of like an outburst of my work at Singularity University, where we really explore the future and the future of technology. And I got really, really fascinated by the question of how does this affect professions? How does it affect businesses? And of course, the CPA profession being one of the interesting professions in the world, which will see a lot of change coming down the pike due to technology.
Absolutely. And, you know, innovation and disruption, they seem to be the hot topics for not only a lot of firms that we work with, but their clients' businesses these days. What are you seeing as the biggest change makers?
So I think specifically or a little bit more specifically towards the profession, of course, and this will not come as a surprise to anyone, artificial intelligence, the incredible rise of computing power and abundance of computing power, which really powers and drives artificial intelligence, combined with the new insights we're gaining in new types of algorithms. So particularly the move from machine learning, which is really more statistical model, towards neural networks, which is more a model of AI, which is based on how the brain works and how the brain thinks, as well as of decentralization technologies such as the blockchain. I think those are the two really big drivers we're seeing in the world of accounting and the CPA profession. And then perspectively, if you really look out there and say what's happening in, you know, whatever, 20 years from now, I believe quantum computing will be another really deep disruptor in the industry. But for now, we're kind of safe from that disruption because it's very early days for this.
Mm-hmm. And so how are you helping businesses to navigate all of this rapid change, which I can only assume is probably a little scary for many businesses?
I believe it starts out with being scary. And the main reason for that is in our in the way our brain is wired, because ultimately when something new comes our way, our brain goes to the oldest part of the brain, which is the amygdala. And the amygdala is our fight or flight part of the brain. And it served us, of course, very well when we were still living on the savannah and, you know, like we're hunters and gatherers. Today, it's probably not quite as useful anymore. So fear is a very natural reaction. And I think the first step we do a lot with a lot of our clients and customers is to really help them understand the gravitas of the change, the nature of the change, how it looks like, and also shift their mindset in two ways. The one is really going from fear to seeing the opportunity, because quite frankly, everything which is scary in terms of a disruptor also is always a massive opportunity. And then also the notion of technology moves on this exponentially accelerating curve. So really getting people off their linear thinking, which is our default way of thinking, towards seeing the world in an exponential way.
I love that about shifting the mindset. We always talk about changing the conversation from being around fear to opportunity, because that is what all of these technologies are creating. So we have a special announcement, actually. CPA.com has partnered with Pascal and the team at Radical Ventures to lean into the accounting profession and explore how all of these technological shifts will impact CPAs in the digitized future.
Hey, we're super excited about this. As we already touched upon this a tiny little bit in the beginning of this conversation, I believe, and we believe, of course, that, there's a lot of change coming. There's a lot of opportunity coming. And what I find so fascinating about the CPA world, and when we got in touch with you and your colleagues over at CPA.com, is not just this looking at the world of the CPA itself, so the way a CPA does their business, but also looking at the world of the client of the CPA, because that world is changing, of course, dramatically as well. And in this conjunction, we're also currently writing a fairly large and pretty seminal book on what we call the future of business. So really exploring what does the future of business and the business models look like. And again, like I believe this has a very direct consequences both for the CPA themselves and the way they do business and the way they operate, as well as the clients they serve. So we're super excited and can't wait to like dig deeper into this and share it with the wider community.
Absolutely. And we have an upcoming webinar in July that will kind of launch this program out. Any insights as to what the firms will gain and learn?
Yeah, I think so. We're starting out in July really doing basically what we just talked about in terms of just gathering like a real good fundamental understanding of what this change looks like. So we will dig deep into what does exponential change look like? How does it manifest itself? What are a couple of models and frameworks and also mental models which are useful to apply for us as leaders in our respective businesses to make sense of this change and see the opportunity? And then on the basis of this, we will then throughout the year develop and roll out more models and more insights for the wider community to really drill down into what does this mean for me, my business, my clients, how do I best position myself for the future?
Thank you for sharing, Pascal. This is a topic we at CPA.com are committed to navigating for the profession, and we look forward to collaboratively exploring with you in the coming months.
Same here. Thank you so much for having me. We're super excited.